Well, when I was a little kid, I kind of grew up by the Humber River in the west end of Toronto, and it was pretty. It was a lot wilder back then, and there was lots of little animals and stuff. I used to go bird watching. I used to catch all kinds of things, whatever was sort of around, and I used to catch little snakes and things like that, and keep them for a little while. Sometimes breed them and then let them go. When I was about 21, I got reacquainted with the animals again, and I bought some veiled chameleons. And I was actually a pretty successful breeder at breeding chameleons, and I bred, thousands and thousands of them. So me and the breeding just sort of snowballed into keep a whole number of different species. I researched them for years and years, just sort of my own research. I didn't really do formal schooling for herpetology or anything, but I spent a lot of time researching the animals that I was sort of acquiring and things. Once I had enough knowledge that I could share with people, then I sort of opened my doors to other people and started selling some retail. And I've been doing retail and teaching people about their animals, selling them animals, teaching them how to care for them. I mean, I make sure that people are educated about the animals they get. Sometimes I have to gear certain people to certain animals because maybe I'm not sure if they have the capacity or the room to look after the animals. So sometimes I do steer customers onto simpler animals or animals that might be just more suitable for their wanting of a pet, And I like people to do quite a bit of research before, because reptiles they're not like a cat or a dog in that cat and dogs are warm-blooded. Reptiles are cold-blooded. They have to be supplied with their heat, UVB radiation in a lot of cases, and a proper environment for their growth and their, for their vitality, because it's about the animal as well as them.